So how did you actually come to work at Doughty?
I resigned my job in a company called Liverpool to go and work in Ireland in a company called Airmotive, which was a subsidiary of Aer Lingus. And my job was to manage the department and to set it up so they'd have a plating facility. And that was a wonderful experience. Except for the fact that after about 4 months, I had to leave the company after I'd set the plating shop and set it up and got it running and brought staff in. I was offered a 3 months' grace in which during that time I could change my mind and go back, and they would set up all the transfers, aircraft and things like that. But of course, because of the trouble in Ireland, I had to pass the British Embassy every morning with English plates on my car and people walking around with black flags. And when the family, especially the wife, saw that, she didn't want to leave England and then go over there. So unfortunately, although it was a wonderful place to work for in the short time I was there, it didn't work out as far as the family were concerned. So then I had to come back.
And that's what took you to Doughty, was it?
I was out of work, and because I'd been in King and Fowler's in Liverpool, which I reached assistant works manager, and I left there thinking I was going to do something a bit different to what I'd had in Liverpool. But unfortunately, as I say, it didn't work out. And that's how I got the job, because of anybody over the foreman level in those days, you used to get a card through the post and it gave you jobs throughout the country. I applied for the job here and did two interviews. The rest is all history now.
They saw the potential in you.
Evidently so, yes.